Hello and welcome to another edition of Durham Today Radio. I'm the editor of Durham Today, Daniel. Now, you may be surprised to find this week that County Durham doesn't actually have a flag. In fact, it's the only county in the north of England to not have a flag. So now a competition has been launched to create a flag for County Durham, and I spoke to the man behind this competition, Andy Strangeway, to find out more. You can listen to that full interview right here on Durham Today Radio.
Yeah, myself, I've got a lot of experience organising flag competitions. I've just organised three flag competitions for the Ridings of Yorkshire, and we've established 10 flags now. And prior to this, what I've done around England and Wales, I slept on the summit of every county of England and Wales, and where there was a registered flag, I took that flag to the summit with me, in many cases for the first time. So that is my basic background to this process.
Wow. And how did you get involved with this one for Durham specifically?
Well, Durham, this was a rather interesting one. I do a lot of outdoor activities, and I've always been rather keen on the possibility of walking the River Tees from the source to the mouth. And while I was at the Unfurling the North Riding flag, I got talking to Councillor Charlton, who is the chair of Durham County Council, and she actually expressed a desire for a County Durham flag. And so as soon as she expressed that desire, I looked into the possibility how we could make this a reality. And because what I'd like to do when I walk the River Tees, I'd like to have the North Riding flag and the County Durham flag with me, because obviously the River Tees is our shared cultural heritage.
And if you say to people who live in County Durham, they might be surprised to find that Durham doesn't have a flag, because blue background and a yellow cross with lions in the corners, and there's one with a black background and a red cross. So what are these flags, and why do we need an official flag?
With regards to the one you are referring to, that is actually a flag of the Durham County Council. Hence, in the middle of that flag is the White Rose of Yorkshire, because Durham County Council administer a very small part of Yorkshire. But in 1974, we had boundary changes, and as many people thought, the boundaries changed. But County Durham goes from the Tyne to the Tees, and Durham County Council do not administer. You've got places like Stockton-on-Tees, Darlington, Hartlepool, Gateshead and Sunderland. So that flag does not represent them areas. So, you know, if you want a flag to fly for the County Durham, for the Durham County Council, that's your flag. But only Durham County Council can legally fly that flag. Many Durham folk believe County Durham became Durham County Council area. That is false. And many people also believe that this Durham County Council flag is a County Durham flag. Again, it is false.
So it says on your website, on a post which I have in front of me, that you are helping to launch a competition to find a new design for a flag for all of County Durham as a traditional historic county.
Yes.
That's the one that we're getting the flag for.
Yes, absolutely correct. A lot of people believe that ceased to exist in 1974. The only thing that happened in 1974 is what was then called County Durham ceased to carry out its administrative functions.
Do you think that people in Sunderland or South Shields and Gateshead, that they would think, hey, we're not part of Durham, we don't want this flag? Because there is this divide, whether rightly or wrongly, there is this divide nowadays.
But with regard to people from Sunderland and Gateshead, they may say that they are not part of it, but they are. That is their cultural heritage. And to me, this has only happened in 40 years. And why folk from Sunderland do not want to be part of their cultural heritage, where all their forefathers were part of and they are still part of? The only reason this has changed is because of political objectives.
Okay.
And so we are allowing our cultural heritage to be eroded due to political objectives. Because in 1974, when these counties ceased to carry out their administrative functions, the areas that then replaced them were not called areas or regions. They were then called counties. So we had two forms of counties. And if the government wanted to confuse it any further, they couldn't have done a better job.
So what about the competition specifically to design a new flag?
Right, the competition is open to everybody. You know, we've all got sort of a creative side within us, and it's what the whole purpose of a flag is to reflect that which it represents. So whatever County Durham means to each individual person, that is what it is for them. And we've no idea what could come forward. And so, but the KISS theory, keep it simple, is very vital. You can never have a complicated flag. You could never have a flag with writing on, because you've got to consider how it flies in the wind. Mm-hmm. You need minimum amount of colours, maybe two or three colours. Simplicity is always the key. But you say things, for example, like we just mentioned there, the Durham County Council flag. There is no way that could become part of the flag, because there's copyright issues. When anybody designs the flag, they will have to sign a disclaimer to say that they agree that they will not hold copyright to this, because then it becomes free for everybody to use. But the beauty of this is, once this flag is established, County Durham is a fantastic tool for business, for tourism, to fly who they to project who they are. And even better, it's not only going to cost a penny.
And so who decides which is the flag that we'll choose as our new flag?
Right. Basically, we'll go through various stages. You'll see the dates on that site. What have we got the closing date? The closing date is a long way away, 18th of August. So that basically gives an important aspect. It gives children time to get designs in. You know, it'd be fantastic to get as many children involved as possible. You know, come into the school holidays, get them motivated, get them out with the crayons. And as soon as we get them designs in, there will then be about a 3 or 4 week process. And I will sort of invite various people from County Durham, representatives of County Durham, to sit on the panel to then select 6 designs to then go to public vote. So basically, this will be designed by the people, for the people, and voted on by the people.
That was Andy Strangeway talking there about the new flag competition for County Durham. If you'd like to find out more about the new flag and be able to download an application form, then go to durhamtoday.co.uk/flag. And I'll see you next time with another edition of Durham Today Radio in a few weeks' time.